Which verse are you reading today?
73.1.7.
Number 7.
Okay.
Yadasabayam kuru deva Keshabimarsham sutakarma gavyam Navarayam asanipaksnushaya Svashraya harantya kuchakunkamani Yada, when, Sabhayam, the assembly, Kuru Deva Devyaha, of Draupadi, the wife of godly Yudhishthira, Kesha Abhimarsham, in sought by grabbing her hair, Sutakarma, action taken by his son, Karyam, which was abominable, no, did not. Varayam asa, forbid. Nipaha, the king, Snushayaha, of his daughter-in-law, Svashrayihi, by her tears. Arandhyaha, of she who was washing, Kucha Kunkamani, red dust on her breast. Translation, no purport. The king did not forbid his son Dushasana's abominable actions of grabbing the hair of Draupadi, the wife of the godly king Yudhishthira, even though her tears washed the red dust on her breast. I guess most of you have heard this pastime after the gambling, after Yudhishthira Maharaj had lost in the gambling event with Duryodhana Shakuni playing dice. And by various trickery, he even gambled away. Such is the nature of gambling. Of course, Yudhishthira, as it mentioned here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is godly. By the allowance of the Lord, we can say, these devotees are working under Krishna's direction. Nonetheless, the power of gambling, these various sinful activities, very powerful. Gambling is practically it. Although I don't know if any of you have been ever, let's say, addicted to gambling or involved in gambling. But when you're addicted to gambling, it is almost uncontrollable. Uncontrollable. It's more uncontrollable than most of the difficult activities, let's say, which we try to refrain from. People go absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy over gambling. They can't stop. It's like there's no end. What's going on? There's no limits to their greed, lust, to try to make money. And it's like they can't stop. They lose, they think, I've got to carry on because I might win it back. It's an addiction, terrible addiction. And among Kshatriyas, gambling, they have to accept a challenge. As they have to accept an eligible wife who approaches them for marriage, they also have to accept gambling. Someone challenges them, or in warfare, accept a challenge, somebody challenges them to fight. This is Kshatriya's duty, so Yudhishthira was obligated in that sense to gamble. And in that situation, tricked by Kshatriya. Shakuni, but he lost everything. He lost everything. And of course Duryodhana claimed his wife. Now you've lost everything, your wife no longer belongs to you. So he wanted to see her naked in the assembly. It's a big assembly. Bhishma was there. Dronacharya, Bipacharya, they're all there. All the great personas, Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, they're all there. And to fulfill his brother's wish, Dushasana, and especially Karna, because Karna was really, he had tremendous animosity towards Arjuna and the Pandavas, because in one sense he could have won the hand of Draupadi, but she disqualified him because his heritage or his birth was not clear. It appeared that he was born of a low-class person, chariot driver, chariot maker. And so she disqualified him from the Swayamvara ceremony to win her hand. And otherwise Karna could have also won her hand. So he was very angry. He remained very angry and envious of Arjuna, who won the hand of Draupadi. So he was especially eager to see Draupadi naked in front of her husband's public. That's like the greatest disgrace. And no one did anything, even Bhima. He was fuming. He was great difficulty, and he had to control him because his elder brother Yudhisthira. But he kind of always held that against him to some extent. He very often came out with anger against Yudhisthira for allowing this to happen. But he was fuming. And Dhritarashtra did nothing. He was supposed to be the king, but he made no effort to stop this sinful activity. So even though you may not be directly engaged in a sinful activity, if we're an accomplice, or one's in a position to stop it, and one doesn't, then one is guilty. That's the law, in a sense. Similarly amongst us, amongst devotees, so to speak. Of course, we're trying to become devotees. We're trying to become servants. So we're not exactly ourselves above the modes of nature. But the principle is, and Srila Prabhupada sometimes gives the example, if there's a war and the doctor does not, there are soldiers who are injured, and the doctor does not go out of his way to try to save them, then he is guilty of performing his duty. This applies in many areas of life. So similarly, devotees, let's say, we're not so on the elevated platform that we have that realization or even that empowerment, but the potentiality. The devotee is seeing that the persons in this material world, because it includes ourselves, they're seeing that the conditioned souls in this world are engaged in activities which are going to cause their own suffering. We have to act. We have to take it upon ourselves, under the order and direction of our spiritual masters, to spread Krishna consciousness, to preach Krishna consciousness. People are basically speaking, being, in one sense, they're devoid of all good qualities, and although they may appear to have material qualities, they're paving their way to suffering in the future. Prabhupada also gives the example of the man who's blind and he's walking out into the street and you don't try to help him. What kind of person are you? Even they may object to one's trying to stop them from walking into the street. Maybe they'll be knocked over by a car. But one has to act responsibly. But suddenly in Krishna consciousness we have this wonderful opportunity to be a part, an instrumental part, in spreading Krishna consciousness and stopping the, basically speaking, sinful activity of Dushasana and Karna, trying to derobe Draupadi in the material sense of the word, modern day, not just modern day society, the material nature itself is basically covering living entities' real qualities as they're uncovering the qualities, let's say, also held guilty. And Dhritarashtra specifically being the king. So similarly, we also, we say we're on the path, so don't take it too heavily, but we can look at it like that. That it's our responsibility to spread the holy name, to give the medicine, to help Enichio Shalimaya Ashibar Lagi. Lord Chaitanya has come to give the medicine. So Shadi, he's brought this medicine to cure the disease condition. The disease condition of life is that people are forgetting their identity. They're identifying with the body and forgetting they're the eternal servants of Krishna. That's their disease. That's the problem. The only problem in this world, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj would say, the only problem in this world is that people have forgotten Krishna. So it's our duty to remind them of Krishna. That's the business of this movement. To somehow or another tell people, as we heard the other day when Prabhupada on Prabhupada, that day of Sri Prabhupada's incorporation of ISKCON, somebody said that we should call the movement International Society of God Consciousness. Prabhupada said, no, we should call it the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Krishna is more specific. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. And if they don't know that Krishna is God, he said, our business is to tell them that Krishna is God. That's the purpose of our movement. Ultimately, we may not start in at the deep end, but that's the purpose, ultimately, to understand, to accept and live by the fact that Krishna is God. Of course, people don't agree with that in the beginning. We don't generally start with that, but that's the objective. We should never lose sight of the goal. Goal is manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaki manmanamaskuru. To always think of Krishna. To put Krishna in the center of our lives. So here we see the result of not performing one's duty. And the ultimate result, of course, is all the sons of Dhritarashtra were killed. After this event, Bhima, he made a vow, he would drink the blood of all the sons of Dhritarashtra, they would all die, he would kill them all, he was so angry. So there's no purport to this verse, you can imagine how Draupadi felt in a few points, how she felt in this embarrassment, even her own husbands could not do anything. Such are the rules of Kshatriya. They were following the rules, although Dushyasana and Karna were not following the rules. They didn't care about them. That's what happened at the when Bhima finally killed Duryodhana. He smashed him on the hip with his club. What is this? What type of Kshatriya behavior is it? What type of Kshatriya behavior was it when you tried to strip naked Draupadi? What is this? Bhima wasn't worried about that. He was on the warpath. Anyway, they got their due results. Next verse, text number 8. We're going to do two verses here. Jute tvadharmena jitasya sadho sajavalam basya vadangatasya Yachatodat samayena dayam tamo jushano yada jata shatru. Ajata shatru. One who has no enemy. The name of Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira Maharaj, who was born without any enemy, was unfairly defeated in camp. But because he had taken the vow of truthfulness, he went off to the forest. When he came back in due course and begged the return of his rightful share of the kingdom, he was refused by Dhritarashtra, who was overwhelmed by illusion. Purport. Maharaj Yudhishthira was the rightful heir to his father's kingdom. But just to favor his own adopted various unfair means to cheat his nephews of their rightful share of the kingdom. At last, the Pandavas demanded only 5 villages, one for each of the 5 brothers, but that was also refused by the usurpers. This incident led to the war of Kurukshetra. The battle of Kurukshetra, therefore, was induced by the Kurus and not the Pandavas. As Kshatriyas, the proper livelihood of the Pandavas was only to rule and not to accept any other occupation. A Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya will not accept employment for his livelihood under any circumstances. A Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya will not accept employment for his livelihood under any circumstance. What is happening in Kali Yuga? The Brahmin, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas will accept employment under every circumstance. Under any circumstance possible. Here it says under any circumstance. We can ask to put there under any circumstance which is available. They will accept employment. They do any damn thing. Right? Practically. Brahmins working in, meat restaurants. Selling meat. Right? Liquor shops. Gambling casinos. What's going on? All over the world, the same thing going on. We're just talking about those who claim to be Brahmin, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. To speak of the leaders of the rest of the world, they don't really have any claim even. They may be acting in such supposed roles as teachers or political leaders and so on. But they're all employees. They're all employed. Therefore, they're dogs, basically, is the occupation of a dog. Just do what the master says and you're sacked. You're out. And that's what it's like, isn't it? If you don't do what you're told, you get the sack. You're fired. And you have to go begging someone for another job, any damn thing you can. And this is the unfortunate situation, Kalosha to Sambhava. Everyone has become degraded to lower Shudra or less. Kali Yuga. But we see here that the Kshatriyas, they could not take on employment. We're going to pay you $50 a day or whatever it is. They can't do that. They have to just end their duty. Like the parts of the body, I guess if you really have to, the hand, you could walk on your hands if you really had to. Maybe some people could, but it's not the sense gratification really kicked off in America, USA. Unlimited sinful activity. Kali Yuga society is not maintaining. Neither do we find, at least in situations like Melbourne, it's pretty difficult to live like a traditional Brahmin. The, you know, just the way society is structured, the climate and everything else, traditionally they would be maintained very easily. Very easily. Not difficult. They didn't have to ask. They didn't need much. Look at Chanaka Pandit. As soon as Chandragupta offered him some remuneration, salary, he immediately, that was it, he was out, had nothing more to do with it. He completely ruins the position of a Brahmin. If you want to employ them like an employed priest or something, they become compromised. They have to be totally independent of the remainder of society so they can say the truth and do the needful without being compromised by materialistic to have a motivation to utilize them to fulfill their material objectives, which is often the case. They pay them to say what they want them to say. Scientists and teachers, even religionists, are often paid to say what the leaders want them to say or what the leaders want done. Totally contrary to the very principle of brahminical life. And as far as kshatriyas are concerned, they're supposed to follow the Brahmins. Supposed to control them. They're supposed to follow exactly what the Brahmins say. Actually, everything belongs to the Brahmins. When the four Kumaras approach Prithu Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, normally, of course, the king is always gives the whole, give anything, just like Bali Maharaj gave his whole universe to Amadev, without hesitation. Even Jarasandha, sinful as he may have been, was very charitable to Brahmins, and they knew that he would give whatever was asked. And Krishna cheated. Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna, they cheated. And they dressed up like Brahmins and went to ask charity from him. And he knew they were cheating. But still, because they came like that, he offered them charity. Intrigues that were going on. But that was always the case. They knew that their duty was to offer the Brahmins, even if they weren't Vaishnavas, because they knew that by serving the Brahmins, then they would get blessings and get power, just like we see with the demons and the demigods. When the demigods offended Brihaspati, they lost all their powers. And when the demons were very nicely served Shukracharya, they would become more powerful and they would conquer over the demigods. Very important aspect of success. This brahminical culture. The two main cultures in human society are brahminical culture and cow protection. These are the two main distinguishing factors in human life. And it's a kshatriya's duty to make sure that they are upheld. It's the leader's duty. And if they don't, then they're totally sinful. Totally sinful. Cow protection. is sure to be protected, women, children, elderly people, Brahmins and cows specifically. Of those five, protection of Brahmins and cows is the most important, and of the two, protection of the cows is more important. The topmost responsibility of leaders of society to protect the cow. The whole Kali Yuga was based upon this principle. When Parikshit Maharaj saw this so-called king named Kali beating a cow and a bull, that was the symptom that Kali Yuga was really coming on. He immediately prepared himself to sever the head of Kali on the spot. He didn't tolerate for a second. Nowadays, the leaders are the ones killing the cows. Such a sinful world. And one time, he had done Radhanath Maharaj. Radhanath Maharaj was born in, he was born Chicago. When he was in Vrindavan one time, he was talking to this one. This is before he became a member of ISKCON. And he was just talking to some sadhu in Varshana. The sadhu spoke a bit of English. He asked him where he's coming from. And he's an old sadhu. I mean, does he know about the world? He knows how to chant Hare Krishna. And he asked Radhanath, where are you from? He said, I'm from Chicago. He said, Chicago, that sinful place. Oh, he was like shivering at thought of what a terrible place that was. One time, Jayabhataka Maharaj was, when he first went to Mayapur, he was learning Bengali. So he was testing his Bengali on a local farmer and asking some simple questions. Have you ever been to Calcutta? He asked. And the farmer said, I went once. And he was quite elderly. And Mayapur was not far from Calcutta. He said, I went once. Jayabhataka Maharaj said, only once? You never went again? No. Why not? He said, I will never go to that sinful place again. I went there once and I saw a man and a woman holding hands in public. I will never go there again, he said. God knows what he'd think now if he were to visit Melbourne or Sydney or some of these places. Can you imagine? But that's considered sinful. Therefore, Prabhupada so much wanted to establish culture. He says a cultural revolution. And culture is based on Brahminical culture and cow protection. That's culture. Everything else follows. That's why he wanted farms, why he wanted Brahminical culture. Because if there is Brahminical culture, then it's possible that others can actually be elevated. That's our duty. We can't become what we're not. Prabhupada, in conversation in 1968 in Montreal, was describing how we have to Brahma describes her like a man who has some wealth. He leaves it in the care of the bank, but it's actually supposed to be the man's wealth. Maybe today there's so much cheating, but basically it's supposed to be your wealth. The bank just looks after it on your behalf, that's all. So somebody said, we Kshatriyas are just looking after so-called this land on your behalf, because you were Brahmins and you were God's representatives. It belongs to you. And this is how Kshatriyas see. They worship the Brahmins. Even when Sudama Vipra came to Dwarka, Bet Dwarka, Lord Krishna bathed his feet and worshipped. He worshipped. He said, we and Krishna worshipped Sudama Vipra. This is the teaching of Xenopokos. But Brahmins are to be highly respected. Kshatriyas also highly respected. They're the kings, they're Naradevas, they're representatives of God. They're supposed to act on behalf of God, but they actually work under the Brahmins. And the Vaishyas are allotted facilities by the Kshatriyas to farm and protect cows. Where are the Vaishyas in this day and age? Where are they? They have Vaishya tendencies, some people, but they're misusing it. Should be used for agriculture and cow protection. This is proper usage. But the Vaishyas now are all capitalist and all greedy fellows, almost always, practically. And if they do give charity, it's only so that they can avoid the taxation of the bogus Kshatriyas, you know, charging bogus taxes to fill their own bellies and to pay for the so-called Brahmins. Everything's topsy-turvy, and poor Shudras don't know anything. They're just suffering. So they want to take over. So the whole society is just a mess. But it starts from these misbehaviors of the leaders of society. That's why Krishna emphasized so much in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yajna Charity Shrestha, Tadevi Devojana. Siyat Pramam Kurute Lukas Tadavivartate. Whatever a great man does, common men follow. Whatever standard they set by exemplary work, all the world pursues. So they set the standards. They set the standards, the leaders of society. And it's our duty, Prabhupada wanted culture of Brahmins to set the standard within our own society and within society in general. Now this is the standard of, you know, expertise, material. Prabhupada said in that conversation in Montreal, so the expert. Pujima asked Prabhupada, what does expert mean, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, expert means you know what your business is and you do it. Just like a calf, he said, a calf does not need to go to school to learn how to suck the mother's teats. Within a few minutes, practically, coming out the womb, the calf is sucking the mother's teats. Practically. Or a florist, he said, expert means they know how to make garments. Very nice. You don't have to, he said, if you don't know how to drive, don't drive. He said, you don't have to learn these things, just you have to act according to your position. Difficult to find out our position nowadays. We've been, maybe, you know, there's a bit of a those who have knowledge have to know how to introduce the knowledge within the society. It's not easy. At least we have to start within our own association, so to speak. Hare Krishna. So we'll finish there. And the one last thing. The point mentioned here, of course, in terms of the Pandavas, after exile for so many years in the forest incognito for 1 year or so, then they were expecting to get their kingdom back when they returned. Because Duryodhana had no intention of returning the kingdom, even though they were rightful heirs. The Pandavas were not even demanding their full share, but at least give us 5 villages. Certainly, as a kshatriya, they have to rule, as Prabhupada mentions here. They have to have some field. One who has that tendency, if he doesn't have that, they become very disturbed. Kshatriya must have his own field. As a vaishya also has to have his field in terms of agriculture field. He can't work under somebody else like that. They need their own space. Kshatriyas give them their own space. So the kshatriyas themselves need their own space. So there'll be many, many kingdoms. They don't have their own little kingdoms. There may be an emperor, like Yudhishthira was the emperor after the Rajasuya, and now Duryodhana is kind of under the shelter of his blind father, is basically assuming the position of the emperor. But there are many, many kings, but he would not allow the 5 Pandavas to even have, in his own words, enough land in which you can put a pin. He refused. So because, what do you say, envy knows no bounds. Envy and greed and all these enemies, these are enemies. Pandavas were not his enemies. Willing to go along with that. His enemy was his own envy and greed and lust and anger, madness and delusion. These are enemies which have to be conquered. So unless we can conquer those enemies, we can't conquer anything. We also have to conquer, again, it's of course pointing out anomalies in the society, in the world, is one thing, but Chanaka Pandit himself, he said, if you want to conquer the world, you have to conquer one thing. First, you have to conquer the propensity to criticize others. If you can conquer that, you can conquer the world. Very hard. We don't criticize others, we may criticize behavior. As Jesus said, hate the sin, not the sinner. People in ignorance or passion or goodness, whatever mode they're covered by at that moment, they're under the influence. They don't know what they're doing in reality. So those who are in knowledge, understanding that, act in such a way as to try to bring, it's not against anyone or for anyone, it's just to try to bring people to their proper condition of existence and connect them with Krishna. Through this system, various systems Krishna has given, reconnecting. And in this Kali Yuga, this is all very well and good, but it's very difficult and very hard for us to imagine how this is going to, evolve on a grand scale. At least it's even difficult on a small scale, to speak of a grand scale. So therefore, Ekavarna, in this age, Kali Yuga, the chanting or the spreading of the Sankirtan movement is the only real panacea kala dosha nidhaya janasthiri kumahagun kirtaneva krishnasya mukta sangha. Kali Yuga is ocean of faults, but it's Ekamahanguna, one great quality, Kirtanaleva Krishnasya. Chanting of the holy names will attain all perfection. And this again, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj has emphasized this many times also. In terms of movement, we heard earlier on about reform, revolution, whatever it is in society. But to reform society, he said, if one who thinks himself a reformer is in need of reform. No one can reform this world as such, only by the grace of the will of the Lord. Anyone who appears to be doing vigilant, his part and parcel, his servant to be servant, and to act accordingly, according to his will, to come in line with Krishna's will. That's the purpose of the Vedic society, the purpose of our society, the purpose of Vaishnava, whatever we call it, to act according to the will of the Krishna, of Krishna. He's given his will in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the will of Krishna. When a person leaves this world, they may leave a will. Krishna left a will, and that's called the Bhagavad Gita. You have to study it carefully and try to apply it. Not just teach it, speak it, preach it, but live it. Then it becomes effective. Practice what we preach is our challenge. We have to see where our position is and act accordingly. Okay, we'll finish there. Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions? Yes.
Can you speak more about Ekadharma?
Ekadharma? Yeah, no matter what position we're in, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, whether we're qualified, willing or unwilling, has given everyone the chance to chant the holy name of Krishna. We may be Ankhija, we may be outside, it doesn't matter what we are, even when we may be sinful persons. Whatever it is, everyone's been given this chance to participate in chanting the holy name of Krishna and thus become purified. This is the Ekadharma, activity to this practice, this constitution of this age, this Ekamahamgola Kirtane Eka Krishnasya. This is Kali Kalara Dharma Harinama Sankirtana. The Dharma of Kali Yuga is Harinama Sankirtana. And if other things help to facilitate that, and they're possible, then they're supported in them. They're also valuable. It's like we have temples, restaurants, farms, schools, so many. You could say external arrangements, but they're all for that purpose, to facilitate Ekadharma, to facilitate the propagation, practice of, and propagation of the holy name of Krishna. And even if we are working, caught up in the system, Uga karmic system, chant Hare Krishna in any situation. This is the, you can say, the practical bottom line of this Krishna consciousness movement. Although, obviously, people's consciousness becomes cleansed and they become a little bit more Krishna conscious, then naturally things may change. Just to make external changes without change of heart, it's not very easy. Prabhupada said, however, also if 1% of society becomes Krishna conscious, the whole world will change. It will have a major effect on people's consciousness and the way the world will. Not necessarily the externals. The externals may or may not carry on. That's not within our power to say. Prabhupada has indicated they won't, but we know whatever Krishna allows, it's not under our control. But at least we can try to, within whatever system is there, whatever structure is there, whatever else is going on, to try to introduce and impregnate the performance of Sankirtan everywhere, anywhere, all time, place and circumstances, different ways of introducing Sankirtan through the media, through the communication channels. We have so many new technological communication channels. Many devotees are very expertly spreading Sankirtan through, you know, different Skype and Facebook, Footbook, this book, that book, so many different ways they're introducing the Sankirtan movement and exposing people to Krishna consciousness. But the point is one, an Ekavarna. That point is Sankirtan, worshipping the Lord in Kali Yuga, Krishna Varnam, Trisha Krishna, Sangopangrasta Parsha, Yogya Sankirtan Praya, Yajati Sumedasha. Intelligent person. persons in this age of Kali worship the Supreme Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by performing the Sankirtan. This is how we worship the Lord in this Kali Yuga. There are different ways of bringing that about. We have to use the intelligence, and others said, you know, sincerity is good, but management intelligence also have to be there to facilitate and to impregnate. Sometimes even in tricky ways. You know, when dealing with tricksters, you have to be a bit tricky sometimes. So, you know, there always have to be a little bit. That takes boldness, that takes surrender, it takes empowerment. That's the idea in different ways. We see many devotees doing amazing things in this very difficult age to introduce people to Krishna consciousness. Some people may criticize as they criticize Srila Prabhupada when he went to the West. For so many reasons, his godbrothers. The point is that, you know, he's doing something, spreading the holy name of the Lord. So envious people do not like to see when someone else is doing what I can't do or don't want to do. So the members of ISKCON are trying their level best to try to fulfill Prabhupada's mission to spread Krishna consciousness in many ways as they can, according to their capacities. And that's the motivation. Introduce Krishna consciousness. We may not be expert in certain, certainly not in many material ways. We're trying to fulfill Prabhupada's mission to see the holy names, but Lord Chaitanya's mission in every town and village. I'm trying to at least somehow or other connect everyone with Krishna. That's our purpose. Different ways. Different ways. Hare Krishna. We don't mind whatever your vine may be or your ashram may be according to some kind of designation. Principles are the same. Everyone chant Hare Krishna. Lay apart, chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to go through the step-by-step elevation from one vine to the next. One can go back to Godhead from any station by taking shelter of the holy name. Swanson Street, isn't it? Outside of Gopal's or across Grace. Somewhere in that area, across the road, somewhere. Across the way from Crossways. Somewhere downtown. If you're free,